What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week we are doing your pick of The People Under the Stairs from 1991. What made you pick this one? This is kind of a out of nowhere pick.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, like no one really talks about this movie at all. It's a Wes Craven, and I feel like I watched it when I was little, but I don't remember really any of it. And then it popped up on that a Shudder movie, the 1990 to 1994, which is still to watch, but. Yeah, so I was like, yeah, let's give this a shot. But once we've talked about a Wes Craven movie, and yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah,
I assume you've seen this movie before.
I have, but it's been a really long time. Like, I want to say like high school, college era. Haven't watched it recently until now, but yeah, it's an interesting one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Before we talk about it too much, though, we'll kick off our news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
Just a boring ass Mountain Cold Coors Light.
All right. I got a Thornberry Craft Apple Cider.
Nice.
It's funny, Sarah, every time I go to the beer store, Sarah always wants me to get her ciders. And then they sit in the fridge, and it's just like, fuck, well, now I want a cider. Oh, shit, that one's actually really good.
Nice.
All right, what's your last four watched?
Last four watched. So, as some of you know, I was in Nashville recently for a conference. So I had like not a lot of downtime, but you know, pop in a movie from just chilling at night in the hotel. So I finally watched Him from 2025.
Nice.
I don't even know. Awful movie. Oh my God. Like,
Yeah, it wasn't great.
just not good at all. So, then I watched Caught Stealing because it was like leaving the American Netflix. So, I watched that from last year. That was a surprisingly good time with it.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's pretty good. I don't know if I'm an Austin Butler fan. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm still not decided. Like, I don't know.
I like some of his stuff, and then there's other stuff where it's just like, ah, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Yeah. Then I watched Rope, continuing my Hitchcock 4K watch.
Okay, nice.
Really fucking good movie. Yeah, definitely recommend it.
Is it like a horror thriller, or is it one of
Yeah,
his?
it's more of a thriller.
Okay.
Basically, like the movie, the first scene of the movie, sorry, spoiler, but these two guys kill a guy with a rope. And
Okay.
then they leave his body in like a table and have like a dinner party, and so like this party's happening and there's a dead guy on this table, and you know, someone suspects something, and
Okay.
yeah, it's good. Definitely recommend it.
All right.
Then our boys over at the Kilt of the Redneck are doing the Nolan trilogy of Batman, so I threw on Batman Begins since it's been about 3 years since I've seen Batman Begins. So
Okay.
yeah,
Nice.
that's pretty much it.
Sweet.
I did finish Widow's Bay,
Oh, nice. I gotta watch that still.
because yeah, this first season ended. And then
Yeah.
on the plane, they had TVs on the airplane, so it was nice. So I watched first two episodes of Your Friends and Neighbors. It's
Okay.
Jon Hamm's show on Apple TV.
Right, yeah.
Season two just came out. I like it so far. I love Jon
Nice.
Hamm, man.
Yeah, he's good.
He's cool shit.
Yeah. I watched a decent amount since our last episode on Fury Road. Watched Psycho Killer that came out this year. It's not good. Not good at all.
Yeah.
What's Diabolik that came out last year?
Okay.
I saw a video on TikTok and it was like top five movies that were actually scary from
Yeah.
like recent times or whatever. And it was on the list and I had seen that cover before on, I think on Prime.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll check it out. And it was okay. It wasn't like super scary or anything, but I'm gonna do more than four, sorry.
Okay.
I woke up Saturday morning, I think it was, and that boxing that we have for our TV, it has live TV on it too. So there's a whole bunch of movie channels that are on it. So I was just kind of browsing through it at like 8 a.m. and Godzilla Raids Again was like just about to start. And I was like, fuck, I'm gonna watch this. And like, I'm only talking about it because like Brady and Hunter were watching it for a little bit with me. And this movie's from 1955. Like, it's a direct sequel of the original Godzilla. And so it was cool because they were like asking me a whole bunch of questions. And they're like, why does Godzilla look so funny? Because they've only seen him in modern time. And I was like, well, it's because like they didn't use CGI back then. So this is like a guy in a suit, and they've made the set designs look like a lot smaller so that Godzilla looks bigger. And I kind of had that opportunity to explain like pre-CGI filmmaking a little bit. So I don't know, it's just kind of a cool moment with them. They didn't end up watching the whole movie, but it was cool. We watched Hoppers that same day.
Nice.
It was good. I liked it. And yeah, because the Kilt and the Redneck are doing the Nolan trilogy, like everybody's been talking about Nolan in their Discord. So I was like, you know what? I have Interstellar on 4K and I need to watch it. So did that.
Fair enough.
And yeah, that one's not really worth talking about either. But yeah, I don't know. Decent week of movie watching.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, for news. We got a Hellraiser revival video game trailer. Looks pretty fucking intense.
Nice.
I'm actually really excited for it. I don't know if we've talked about it or not, but Curry Barker is making a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie.
I don't
And
know if
I'm,
we talked about it, but I've definitely heard it,
yeah, I'm kind of excited to see where he goes with it. Because the guy has a vision and he does great, obviously, with those
I read
visions.
someone was talking about he was interviewed, I guess, that there's these dinners that are held by all these horror directors.
Okay.
So I guess he's like befriended Zach Cregger and Ari Aster. And I
That's,
guess
yeah.
he had dinner with Fede Alvarez and one of the other guys. And I guess like
Okay.
he was asking them about directing movies and horror movies
Yeah.
and stuff like that. So,
Well, and Fede Alvarez knows all about doing remakes and shit too, right? So, man, to be a fly on the wall at one of those dinners, that'd be so
I know,
sick.
right?
Sarah Michelle Gellar is gonna play the Grim Reaper in a supernatural romance from producers Radio Silence.
Okay.
That could be interesting.
Interesting.
Evil Dead Wrath, which comes out next year. It's gonna take place in 1972, so it's going to be like a prequel to the original. So I'm kind of interested to see how that goes. And sad news, actress Davy Chase passed away. She's most known for playing Samara in The Ring. She was only 35 years old and passed away from complications due to meningitis, which is sad. Only 35, way too fucking young. Anyways, what do we got for 4Ks?
4Ks. We got Hamilton.
I
We
still
got.
need to watch that.
Yeah, I've watched it for the IMDb top 250 in that episode, right? I got The Arrival,
Nice.
1996. We got the Super Mario Galaxy movie. We got Eraser. Boy
Okay.
Arnold. I got Warcraft, 10th anniversary steelbook.
All
To
right.
Kill a Mockingbird. We got Avatar 3 Movie
Ooh.
Collector's Edition.
I mean, that's cool, but you know that he's releasing four more movies. So it's
That's
like,
true. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, obviously, people are going to buy it, but.
Yeah. We got Scream 7. I do like that Steelbook.
Yeah, the
That's really
Steelbook
fun.
is cool.
We got The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. Perfect Blue.
How many releases of Perfect Blue are they going to do?
I don't know. This is the one that I got. I pre-ordered
Okay. It looks
Steelbook.
cool, but I feel like
This.
for the past 3 weeks, we've had that on there.
That's true, yeah. We got Cloud Atlas. Never seen that movie.
I think I've seen bits and pieces of it.
We got Arcane Season 2. Them. We got Day of the Dead Collector's Edition.
Love that cover.
Yeah, me too. We got Audition, another release of it. So I guess the one that we have is the Blu-ray, I guess then.
Yeah, we only have the Blu-ray, unfortunately.
God damn it. And then Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, the first season. That's it.
Do you buy physical copies of TV shows?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't think I own any.
Yeah. I do, I think, want to get rid of mine. Like, I might, I don't know. Like, I'm gonna keep Heroes, I think, even though I've never watched it, but
Yeah.
I mean, like, Viva La Bam, I would keep, and I have most of the. I was collecting all the South Parks, but I kind of stopped buying them.
That's
So I
an
got a bunch
expensive
of.
one.
It is, like, I have, I think, 16 or 17 seasons of South Park. And then I have a bunch of The Simpsons, too, from when I was younger, but
Yeah.
no, I haven't bought TV shows in forever.
Like, I've debated getting the 4K Game of Thrones
Oh, yeah,
just because
definitely.
that would be amazing, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about it, I just don't do it.
Yeah, that's fair. Need that shelf space anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Ready to talk about this movie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, like we said in the intro this week, we were talking about The People Under the Stairs from 1991. Starting off with the synopsis. When Fool breaks into the home of his family's landlords, he discovers that they have mutilated several boys and kept them imprisoned under the stairs. As Fool attempts to flee, he meets their daughter Alice. Can Fool and Alice escape? Ooh, it's a mystery. Like we previously mentioned, this was directed by Wes Craven, who is obviously most notable for our namesake, Nightmare on Elm Street. Scream, a slew of other movies, but I mean, the guy needs no introduction. For the cast, we have Brandon Adams playing Fool, Everett McGill playing Daddy. They
Man,
have him.
he looks like if Richard Brake and Cillian Murphy had a kid.
Yeah, actually. Okay. I thought
Especially
you were going to
like,
say Crispin Glover, but yeah, I see both of
yeah,
those.
a little bit of that too, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they have him credited on IMDb as man, but
Yep.
they just kept calling him daddy in the movie.
Yeah.
Wendy Roby plays the woman or mommy. AJ Langer plays Alice, and I have three honorable mentions. I don't know if you had
Okay.
any.
Probably the same ones that you do. I'll just look in here. Yeah, I think it's the same ones that you got. So, yeah, go ahead.
All right, I got Ving Rhames playing Leroy.
Yep.
Sean
Leroy Jenkins.
Sean Whalen playing Roach,
Yep.
and Bill Cobbs playing Grandpa Booker.
What is Bill Cobbs from? Demolition Man. Looks like someone I've seen recently.
I agree.
I know who he kind of looks like, actually. Maybe that's who I'm thinking of. He kind of looks like Keith David a little
Yeah,
bit.
yeah. Yeah, he does. I'm trying to see.
So I just watched through some of Mary and Keith David's in that. So maybe that's
What did you watch?
there's something about Mary.
Oh. They said The Silmarillion. I was like, they have a fucking movie for that?
I don't know what that is,
J.
but sure.
R.R. Tolkien?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Yeah.
But
I'm good to go.
oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say something else.
I was, but it's all good.
Cool. Alrighty, so like we mentioned, talking about The People Under Stairs from 1991. This movie feel like to you kind of like some parts of it I was like, man, this is kind of like a kid's horror movie. Like I feel like this is like a good introduction. Like I feel like there's some parts you could show Brady, I think.
Yeah. And I do say that in my review. This is a perfect entry level horror movie. There is some cursing, so like you would have to be okay with your kid watching a movie with a few F-bombs. But overall, I think it's a PG-13, so it's not like anything crazy. But yeah, it definitely feels like it could play on daytime TV and it would probably be fine.
Yeah, kind of reminded me of like, or felt like kind of like if the Goonies was a horror movie, like that kind of like
Yeah.
that vibe, like kind of like comedy, funny, but then also like some fucked up scenes, right? Like some
Yeah.
scary scenes. Like kind of reminded me of like the people in the stairs reminded me of who's the guy from
Oh, I know who you
Hocus
mean.
Po Hocus Pocus
Yes,
or
yeah.
you know, yeah.
Yeah, I know who you mean. What was his name? Billy?
I think so,
Billy
maybe.
with his
Yeah.
lips all fucking
Yeah. But yeah, so it opens up. We find out that Fool got a nickname from a tarot reader who was his roommate or friend, Ruby. They live in kind of the ghetto, I guess, rundown neighborhood. Leroy is a friend of Ruby's. His real name is actually Poindexter.
Terrible.
You find out that they are getting evicted. His mom's very sick. And I guess there was some contract that if they're 3 days late of paying, that they have to pay triple or something like that.
Yeah, wild ass contract.
And I love that Leroy just like straight up tells Fool, like, oh, you don't know what's happening? Yeah, you guys are getting kicked out of your house. Just right to the point.
Ving Rhames and all of his sentimentality.
Yeah, because this was before Pulp Fiction, right? Or at least
Yeah, 91, yeah, it'd be
right
before.
around the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, because his mom's sick and Ruby has kids, apparently. Yeah, so he is making his way to Ruby's apartment. Leroy says, like, there's ways you can make money, but don't really think it's enough. He's in this weird ass building, some sketchy white people, some dogs eating. I don't know what the fuck that was, but someone's face or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that they found a treasure map from the landlord. And Leroy and Ruby know where the landlord lives. So these landlords, Daddy and Mommy, they own pretty much the whole neighborhood, and they're just kicking people out left and right because they don't like the type of people that are moving into their neighborhood. And not much to the story, really. Like you don't really understand. Like they tell you like why they're doing this, but I don't know. They're just fucked up, I guess.
Yeah. Rich people, too much money.
Yeah. So we meet Alice, who is not their daughter. She is also a kidnapped person. You see a hand, an event has her, that's still her fork. So you learn that this is Roach. He's one of the people under the stairs that escapes the basement and is living in the walls. And her dad is terrified to go in the walls and will just fucking shoot up the walls like nothing, trying to kill him.
Fucking wild, man. The whole time this movie was playing through, I was just like, they must have to patch up so many fucking walls in this house.
Well, they do it so quickly at one point too, because like the cops show up to investigate and
Yeah.
like it's all fucking nice, and it's like, how did you do that so fucking quick?
Yeah. And like the architecture of this house is wild because there's like massive gaps in the walls that like Roach can just kind of run around through. I mean, like it's an old house, so I think that was pretty common in old Victorian houses like that, but it's just they're all over the place.
Yeah, he's got like a bed, he's got like Christmas lights in one
Yeah.
area.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is a old funeral home, I believe, that they live in. So Leroy, Fool, and Spencer, they are going to this house to try and get in there and steal the treasure that apparently is in there. So they dress up Fool as a Boy Scout, and he goes up trying to sell stuff, but he gets turned away pretty quickly by the mom, I believe. So when Spencer goes in, he pretends that he's a gas worker, and she's like not having any of it. Then he kind of convinces her that, oh, like even if you don't let me in, like it's against the law or some shit like that. I don't know. So he gets let in the house. And then we see the woman leaving, and Leroy and Fool are gonna go in, and Fool doesn't want to, and Leroy's like, yeah, we're gonna go in that fucking house, man. And Fool doesn't want to, but yeah, they get up there, they break into the door, and like this house reminded me of the house on Resident Evil, not Village, the one before that with the
Biohazard.
Biohazard, yeah, because like they get into this like area, and then like there's this big metal door, and as soon as you open it, like it opens up like this cage thing that's like blocking the windows, and there's like chicken wire on the windows and shit like that. And this place is like fucking locked down. They got switches, secret rooms, secret stairs, and
The staircases will like drop down and turn into like a ramp. So like if anyone tries to escape, they can just hit that and they slide back down. It's a fucking wild ass contraption.
it is, yeah. Like this should have been like the Home Alone house. Yeah, they get in the house. There's a dog attacking Leroy. And man, some of these, like, I don't know how often like they use the real dog here, but like I don't know, some of the parts, like whenever the dog is in the walls and trying to get out, and like Fool's just like kicking the dog. I'm like, is that a real dog he's fucking kicking in the head right now?
It
Like,
looked pretty fucking real.
it did look pretty real.
Yeah, like whenever he strangles it in the like doggy door kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they lock the dog out. I love, I think it's Fool. He says, he tries to distract the dog, and he's like, yeah, your mother sleeps with cats. I was laughing so hard at that. So they've locked the dog up. Leroy's going upstairs to check it out, and Fool is going to the basement to try and see what's down there. He gets down there, someone pulls the basement door closed, and there's like a TV stuff going on there. There's like these lights shining through the walls, and you're like, what the fuck's going on? And we see Spencer lying there, and he's like white as a ghost, like he's dead. So how do you think Spencer died? Because the people under the stairs, they are behind like the barriers, right? So like, how do you think he died? Like scared to death, like Fool says?
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah.
But like, they're not that scary. I mean, I guess if you're in that situation, maybe.
Yeah.
'Cause they don't know that they're in the house yet. So like, obviously, mommy and daddy didn't kill him.
Yeah.
So,
Exactly.
I mean, it's gotta be that.
Yeah, because the dad's not home, right?
Yeah.
So we see Spencer, he is holding a coin, and we see all this gold. There's lots of people like under the stairs, and they are all men that are down there. But then we see the daughter saves him, the mom comes back home, and the dad, and he goes upstairs, and you see Leroy in the hall, and you think he's fucking dead. So then Fool goes up to him, and he's like still laying down with his head in the vent, and then just scares the fuck out of Leroy. That was funny. And then he tries to get Fool to crawl into the fucking crawl space or whatever.
Someone would have had to have killed Spencer. Now that I'm thinking about it, because he his hand was cut off.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, because she feeds it to the dog later.
So did one of the people under the stairs get him? Because
Maybe.
it wouldn't have been Roach. Like Roach doesn't kill anybody.
Nah, he's a fucking cool guy, man. He wouldn't do that.
So yeah,
Yeah,
I
I don't
don't know,
know.
maybe. Unless she found him after and cut his hand off.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so they're down, I think they're downstairs now, and the dog's attacking Leroy again, and then he like touches like a door handle or something and like just electrocuted. And it fucking shocks all of them and then like doesn't kill the dog, but knocks
Yeah.
the dog out. I thought it was so random. It was like, so now Daddy has a gun, a shotgun, or not a shotgun at this point, but he has a pistol. All the doors and windows are getting locked up, like they like go down automatically. So they're stuck in this house, like they have no way out, basically. I think okay, so then when does so Roach, I'm trying to remember. Roach grabs Leroy and I think Leroy gets shot, I think.
Yeah. Roach doesn't grab him.
Oh, Roach doesn't grab him?
Leroy?
Yeah.
No. 'Cause Leroy comes out. Or does Roach scare him?
It might.
'Cause Leroy was hiding and then something scares him. It might have been Roach that scared him.
Yeah.
But Fool's just kind of like sitting around the corner of the hallway and
Yeah,
he's
because.
able to get through in one of the vents.
Yeah. Because I think Leroy and Fool are upstairs.
Yeah.
And then he gets downstairs and the mom or the dad shoots Leroy.
Yeah, it was the dad.
The dad. And then because Leroy says, "Run, fool."
Yeah.
And the dad just like
Thought he was
literally
talking to him.
says, he thought he was
It's like
talking to him.
he thought I was a fool. He called me a fool.
Yeah. So once there are actually bullets in that gun.
Yeah, he shot him.
Well, no, but Leroy doesn't die at this point, right? Like, was it real? Like,
Yeah, he dies.
does he die here?
In the hallway upstairs, yeah.
No, I thought he comes back later. Oh, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leroy gets shot here.
Okay. For some reason, like I thought, like Vin Rames would be in this movie longer than he is.
No, he's only in it for like maybe a half an hour.
Yeah, probably not even that.
Yeah, because then this is whenever Fool meets Alice and Roach because he goes into the bathroom. Because Alice like kind of directs him around the house with she's got a doll that's attached to like a string or
Yeah.
something, and she kind of coaxes him into rooms and stuff with that.
Yeah, and the dad sees Fool crawling upstairs in the
Yeah.
vent, and he thinks he's one of the people that should be in the basement. And then,
Yeah,
yeah,
and
the daughter's in the bathroom, like you said.
Roach has this place like there's secret entrances and exits all
Yeah.
over the place. Like, because in this bathroom, he comes out of this fucking like medicine cabinet kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the dad is kind of like he shoots out the door. So he sees them go back into the wall through this
Yeah.
medicine cabinet. And then he tries to open it up and it's like it opens from the
Yeah.
inside.
Yeah.
Like he can't get it to actually open from the outside.
Yeah. And is this yeah, I think Fool hits him in the head with the fucking toilet
Yeah.
cover. I love the whole conversation with Fool and Alice whenever they're talking about like, oh, she has never goes outside and stuff like this, and he says something about brother, and she's like, oh, I've never had a brother before. And he's like, nah, like me, a brother. And so she's explains what's going on. They're trying to find the perfect boy child. The dad cuts out the bad parts and puts them in the cellar, so they don't hear, see, or speak evil. So, but they don't do that to Alice because she's doesn't do anything bad, apparently.
And she's a girl because at one point the mother says like, "Oh, our perfect princess or our perfect angel or something like
Yeah.
that."
Yeah.
Like she can do no
Exactly.
wrong. But Roach has his tongue cut out, so he can't talk. He just like makes these loud ass fucking noises
Yeah,
throughout the whole
exactly.
movie.
Is Vin Rames the only person to almost get fucked by a gimp in back-to-back movies?
That's a good question. Shit. This whole gimp suit
Oh, man.
character arc, man, when he comes flying out of the room with his shotgun and his gimp suit, I
Yeah.
was like, what the
I
fuck?
know. Whenever I saw, because they show clips and stuff on that that movie
Yeah.
there. When I saw that, I was like, man, I gotta fucking pick this movie. I don't remember that at all. Was like, I thought this was a kid's movie. But yeah, wild ass fucking suit. And he's just like going out like around the houses, shooting up the walls, like doesn't give a fuck.
Any noise he hears, he's blasting a hole in the wall.
Yeah. But he's scared to go inside the walls, right? Like, which is weird because he captures these boys, but then I guess like they just become psychotic, I guess. I don't
Well,
know.
yeah, I mean, you're locked in a basement with no contact from anybody else.
Yeah. So he sends, I think, was the dog's name Princess?
Prince.
Prince, yeah. Prince into the walls all the time. Yeah, we said the mom gives Prince Spencer's hand to chew on. The police show up looking at the van. And this is where the dad and mom find the Boy Scout costume in the van so they know that fool is in the house somewhere. They put the dog in the walls to try and chase after them. And I love whenever I already talked about it, but he's like trying to kick the doggy door in the on the dog and they just fucking straight up punches the dog in the face. And Roach has a fucking slingshot that he shoots at the
Oh
dad.
man, I love that.
Like there's so much things in this movie that's like very like you said, like very childlike, like kind of fun, you know. They end up in the basement. They send Prince down the ramp slide. I thought it was pretty funny.
Fucking love that scene so much.
This is where Roach shows him his tongue was cut off. Alice, or I think Roach, shows him all the dolls that she makes of all the burglars. And I guess they hold the souls or something like that. I don't know. It's kind of dumb. And then the mom goes into Alice and says, "Okay, it's time to clean house, spring cleaning." Making them clean the bed. I think she ends up throwing fucking Alice in this burning hot fucking bathtub to get clean.
Yeah, man, that was nuts. 'Cause they think Fool and Alice are like fooling around.
Yeah.
Like they think that's why he's in there. Yeah, and she comes out and she's like lobster red, man.
So they end up chaining Fool up in the basement. Leroy is hand up and he's all cut up and the dad's like eating chunks of them and then just fucking drops them in the fucking cellar, I guess. The dad throws them in with the people under the stairs. We see Roach does get shot. I love man, Fool is like, you know, he can hold his own, man. He ends up punching the dad in the nuts. I thought that was funny. Roach does end up dying in the fireplace. He helps Fool escape out of there, and then he gets burned. Well, his body gets burned in the fireplace.
And he gives him a bag of coins too to prove that they do actually have that treasure there.
So it's kind of sad to see Roach die.
Yeah, he was my favorite character in the movie.
So Alice is in the walls with Fool, and yeah, like they got all kinds of traps in here. Like at one point there's like this fucking Indiana Jones like spike thing that like pierces the wall and they get stuck there, and the dad has a fucking bayonetta, and so the dog's in there and Fool's fighting with his fucking like 70-pound Rottweiler, you know, who would definitely not happen. But the dad's just stabbing into the wall because you like hear them. And then he ends up stabbing the dog. Never
And
like to see dogs die, but
that was the real dog, too.
it did look pretty fucking real. No, I'm serious. Like,
It
it
did
was very
actually.
good, like, cuts and edits, and also, like, the practical effects, I think, looked really good.
Yeah, the way that they did it was good.
So yeah, Fool gets out the window. Alice ends up saving him from Daddy. Now here's what I don't understand. Like Fool escapes and says he'll be back for Alice. But like, come on, man. Like he does call the cops, but like nothing really happens. Like he goes back to the house.
And he gets a bunch of people to come too, like the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true. I love that the first thing that the dad and mom say is like, "All right, gotta get a new dog tomorrow." She's like, "I want a bigger dog," or some
Yeah,
shit.
I feel like she's the mastermind of this unit, right?
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Daddy's just her little gimp.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think Alice is at one point, or Fool does, like they're not even married, like they're not even together. They're just fucked up.
Yeah, they're brother and sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's a really quick thing, and I was like, did I fucking hear that right? Grandpa Booker says it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But they're inbred.
Yeah. So the fool's back in the house. Not the fool, fool's house. Whatever. He ends up fighting the dad in the gimp suit, fucking gouging his eyes,
Yeah.
and then hits him with a fucking crowbar. Like he's just owning this guy, man.
Yeah.
Like dad is like a pretty big dude. Like he's not like buff, but he's pretty fucking tall. And
Yeah, he's tall.
Alice is chained up in the basement. He ends up getting Alice. And they're on the roof. And this is what I don't understand. Like, why don't they just escape? Like they go back in the house. I know they want to get the treasure, but like kind of like getting out of there is more important than finding this treasure.
Yeah, that's true.
Right,
Yeah.
but yeah, the fucking dad's just shooting everything in the house, doesn't even matter. And like this was kind of more like funny, like Home Alone stuff, because like they're in like this room where the fireplace is, and they hear some upstairs, and the dad's like, "Oh, what's that?" And he looks upstairs, and he sees Fool coming down the chimney, and then Fool drops a brick because he has like the fucking shotgun, drops a brick on his head, and
Yeah.
then he's like, "Oh, fuck." And the mom's like gets mad and she's like, "Oh, I don't fucking do that to him." And then she gets in there and then he gets Alice to drop a brick on her and or no, they drop down the
Yeah.
chimney. But the chimney was confusing as fuck, man. Like, where were they going? I know it goes to the fireplace in the cellar, but like
Yeah.
I didn't understand how that worked.
Yeah, it didn't seem like just a straight chimney.
No. I feel like they would get stuck too, because I feel like chimneys are very narrow at some points.
Well, yeah, for sure, especially once you get up towards the top of it.
So they hear someone knocking at the door. Ruby is here. Fool ends up getting away. How does Alice knock Mom out? I forget.
She broke through the ceiling on top of her.
Oh, okay, right. They end up getting in the cellar with the people. The dad is in there, doesn't want to go in there, but he kind of does. Finds the treasure, and one of the main ones, I don't know if he had a name actually, but he does help Fool quite a bit.
Yeah, the guy with the long hair.
Yeah, the mom's fucking crazy, man. Like she's trying to kill Alice. And I love this whole scene of just they're on the stairs and she's about to stab Alice and the fucking one of the guys just bursts through the stairs and then she's running away and all the people are just bursting out of these random places in the house.
Yeah, it was a cool scene.
I thought it was cool. They end up sticking TNT into dad and blow him up and the whole house basically.
Yeah.
And all like all the community is outside this house and then all the money is like flying, and you see like the people on the stairs just go out and escape basically.
Yeah, they're free.
Yeah.
It's such a weird scene too. Like, I don't know, just the way that they're
Yeah.
walking out. Like, nobody's
It
paying
is.
any attention to them. Everybody just
No,
cares about the money
no.
falling down.
Yeah.
There's like 20 kids that are coming out.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm guessing all this money was like the money that they got from either the people paying or like the people they evicted. Having to pay triple the fucking rent.
Yeah. Well, and like the funeral home too, they overcharged people for funerals and stuff like that is what Grandpa Booker said.
So I'm guessing Fool and Alice got into that house, right?
Yeah, because mommy's dead. Alice stabs her. And yeah, daddy's dead. Yeah, they would have to. Like, I mean, if all the other kids get out.
I mean, anything else you want to talk about in this movie?
Not really. I mean, it's kind of a quick discussion, but it's not like a really, you don't really need to get in depth with it. There's nothing to really dissect in this one.
I think, not to give away my score, but like I feel like now I know why not many people talk about it. Like it's not doing
Yeah.
anything spectacular.
No. And like I say in my review that's going to be coming up here anyways, but like it's hard to believe this is a Wes Craven movie. Just it doesn't have his feel to it whatsoever. And like maybe he did like he wanted to delve into the entry level horror. So maybe this was just his attempt at it, but it doesn't feel like a Craven movie at all.
But anyway, that's the way the blood splatters.
All right. How did you rate this one?
I might change my score. I don't know. So right now I have it at a 3.5 out of 5. Might drop it to a 3. I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay.
Like we've talked about, I think it's a very well-made movie. It feels very PG. Nothing wrong with that, but I don't know. I don't know if I would like I definitely wouldn't run back and watch this again. Like, I don't think this would be like a yearly watch for me. Might watch it every few years. I think the acting is like okay. Young child actor really for the most part, well, two child actors for the most part in this movie. I think the mom and dad are awesome. Apparently, they do play wife and husband in Twin Peaks as well,
Oh, really?
which I never watched, so
Yeah.
would definitely want to check that out. So pretty, really good practical effects. Score is okay, but yeah. So, I'm gonna go with a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
How about you?
I gave it a 3.
Okay.
I said like it's not a terrible movie, but it just doesn't have a lot going on for it, especially considering that it was a Wes Craven movie. I mean, we've talked about this a shit ton. It's a good entry-level horror movie for people trying to get into the genre, but just like don't expect anything more than some like slapstick comedy. Like the mediocre acting. It's like mediocre to good, I guess. And some minimal horror. Like I do like the whole social aspect of this with like the white landlords in the ghetto, and it's kind of like a little bit of an uprising, so I mean, it's good in that sense. Forgot to mention too, what's his name? Brandon Adams. So while I was watching, I was like, fuck, why does this guy look so familiar? So he was in The Sandlot and The Mighty Ducks.
Oh man, he had a crazy run.
Yeah, he did. Like, he had this, and then Mighty Ducks was 92, Sandlot was 93, and then obviously the Mighty Ducks sequels. Yeah, he was a pretty big child star in the early 90s. So, but I mean, yeah, it's all right. It's good enough, I guess. Nothing spectacular. Ugh. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus, held aloft by gonzo black comedy and socially conscious subtext, The People Under the Stairs marks a unique, the wildly uneven change of pace for director Wes Craven. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
Say like a 64.
Close, 67. That's on 36 reviews and an average score of 5.9 out of 10. The audience have it at a 61% with 25,000 ratings and an average score of 3.5 out of 5, or a 7 out of 10. What's Letterboxd have?
Letterboxd has a 3.5 out of 5. And only 96,000 watches.
Damn, that's low.
Yeah, it is. So funny enough, the Bytown Cinema actually screened this last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Let's see. Anthony gave it a 3.5. Nathan gave it a 3. Slash and Captain gave it a 3. And that's it.
All right. I think this one would be fun to see at Bytown.
Yeah.
Feel like it'd be fun. All right. You picked the movie, so therefore I have to give you the game. Gonna be doing another blind ranking
Okay.
of trapped in a house slash room slash small space movies.
Okay.
It's gonna be
Okay. I
five
can dig it.
movies. Heads up, this is gonna be tough.
I already know, yeah.
All right. The first movie is Don't Breathe.
I do like Don't Breathe. I'm gonna go 4.
Four? Okay.
Yeah.
Next one is Panic Room.
Oh, I do like Panic Room. I've been so close to picking that movie so much during our time here.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it. So I'm gonna go 3.
Okay. This movie.
5.
The Shining.
I don't know what else you're gonna pick, so I'm just gonna play it safe and say 1.
Everyone? Okay. Misery.
Okay. I like
Not
that
bad.
list. I'm
Not
happy with
bad.
that. I'm
Yeah,
happy with that.
that's not bad. Any that you would change, you're good with that.
No, I'm good with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you perfectly place them. I think the way that you I might have changed Don't Breathe in Panic Room.
That's, I think I'd need to watch Panic Room again. It's been a
Yeah.
long time since I've seen it. But yeah,
Yeah. No,
I'm happy with that.
I think you ranked that really well, actually.
Thank you.
I was like, oh man, if he puts like Don't Breathe at like one or two, like he's gonna just fuck it all
No,
up.
no.
All right. Ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how did you rate the scares in this movie?
Scares, I'll give it a 2 out of 10. Not really a scary movie, like we've said. It's more family fun. But there's like a few jump scares and I think some frightening scenes for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah. And the practical effects are done really well too. So go 2 out of 10. Scariest scene. I'll go with at the end whenever the mother's on the stairs and just the person just pops out of the fucking stairs.
Yeah, that was
Like,
good.
yeah, I love that whole sequence of them popping out of everywhere. So go with that. Would I survive? It depends who I am in this movie, I guess. Like, if I'm one of the people under the stairs, like, am I escape? Am I really living? You know?
That's fair.
So I'll say yes. I mean, if fucking fool can take on daddy and live, I think I can. But then again, fucking Ving Rhames doesn't make it. So I mean.
Rhames tried to be too tough, though.
That's true.
Like, he
Yeah.
tried to stare this guy down in a hallway when he's got a gun pointed at him, so.
Yeah.
For me, I also give the scares a 2 out of 10. So it's not
Okay.
overly scary. Like, the people under the stairs are kind of creepy looking, but it's nothing. Like, it's
Yeah.
very entry level. A scary scene, I said Daddy in a Gimp suit.
Yeah.
Just
That's fair.
fucking. Took me so much by surprise.
Yeah.
And would I survive? I said, yeah, I think so. These people are kind of dumb as fuck. And like the only real threat is the dog, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, daddy with a gun, sure, but like
Yeah.
he's kind of an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
And he can just kind of hide out of the walls and just be quiet, and he won't find you or catch you because he's too much of a pussy to go in there. So, yeah. All right. Different pick, but a good pick. And I whenever you
Yeah.
picked it, like I even said, like this is one that I've debated picking in the
Yeah.
past. So it's not like it hasn't been on my radar.
Yeah.
All right. So if any of our listeners here listen to, oh, did we even? No, he didn't even. say what's going on with that one. Anyways, so we're gonna do like a little 2 month theme once you get back from Newfoundland. So starting like mid-June, I guess, or mid-July. So for this one, we are going to be picking movies that are not horror, but definitely have horror elements, movies that are considered kids' movies potentially, that scared the shit out of us whenever we were younger and maybe still scare us a little bit. So from now until the end of September, we're going to be, each of us is going to pick three movies, and that's what we're going to do. So my first pick of this is going to be Labyrinth.
I've never seen it.
Man, what?
I've never seen Labyrinth. I've only seen the cover of the movie. Yeah, I know there's puppets in it, but I've never seen anything from this movie.
You've never seen the Goblin King in the flesh and blood?
No.
Oh, I am so excited for you now. I hope you don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I don't think you will. I think you'll enjoy it. But yeah, okay, wow. Yeah, this is one that I watched a lot as a kid, and it was creepy and it scared me a little bit, but it just, I don't know, it just has this aura to it that I really enjoy. So I hope you
Fair
enjoy it
enough.
too. But yeah, in the meantime, you guys can catch that podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our T Public account where we have our merch, and also a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thanks for checking out this episode. Come
Thank
back
you.
in. It's actually not going to be a couple weeks because it won't be till like mid-July. So roughly a month, I guess. And
Well,
we'll
we
be.
record, I don't leave till next week. So like 3 weeks,
Oh yeah, I
I
guess.
guess.
Yeah.
I
Anyways.
can't do math right now.
Me either. We got one more Fury Road episode and then you're off for 2 weeks and then yeah. Well, I guess it'd be 3 weeks. But yeah, keep an eye out for when we come back with Labyrinth.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
Bye.